T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We look forward to college football. Not much on the college football docket tonight. There is a lot of the big-name teams this week, Hugh, play really key games in terms of, you know, playing ranked opponents. For example, Alabama plays Mississippi State, and everybody just dismisses it. And maybe they should, Hugh, considering what they did to LSU. You know, do you really think Mississippi – but let's not underplay the fact that Mississippi State also is ranked in the top 25.
Yeah, I mean, they are, John, but knowing what we know about Coach Saban, do you really think that after that LSU game and what they were able to go down to Baton Rouge and do, that he's going to allow his team to have a misstep against Mississippi State? Not saying that it can't happen.
No, I don't think he is.
Not saying that it can't happen.
I'm not trying to sit here and predict anything other than – I'm just saying that it is interesting that they do play a ranked team. I mean, if they get – but what if they get caught peeking? I mean, could they get caught peeking to Auburn because they know what happened last year? Could they get caught peeking to the SEC championship game, which they've already locked down? Could they get caught peeking to the college football playoff in their desire to have yet another national title and make it back-to-back? I don't know, Hugh. Could you get caught slipping in that regard? I don't think so, but
I think over the years, Coach Saban has done a great job of one thing he's done a great job of, John, outside of winning, is keeping his team focused. And for whatever reason, those guys do not believe their press clippings for the most part, and Alabama doesn't have too many missteps. I mean, that's the one team you can honestly look at and say, no, they're not going to – you know how you have somebody, like, on the schedule, they have trap games.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're not going to fall for that banana in the tailpipe. They're not that type of team.
All right, how about number 2, Clemson? All right, let's set this up. We're talking about college football and, you know, potential of upsets that could rock the college football playoff poll, you know, between now and the end of the year. I mean, we have, in many cases, 3 to 4 regular season games that remain before we'll get the playoff committee to give us the final four. And last 2 weeks ago, 11 ranked teams lost. Last week, 9 ranked teams lost. How many ranked teams will lose this week? And most importantly, in the top 10, and even more importantly inside of that, in the top 6. All right, so Alabama plays a ranked team in Mississippi State, but they're at home. Clemson goes on the road to play a ranked team at Chestnut Hill against Boston College. Now, I hadn't spent a whole lot of time watching Boston College this year. I did catch quite a bit of their last game. I will say now that A.J. Dillon, their star running back, is back, that BC is not going to be an easy out. Clemson is finally going to have a test. I'm not saying Clemson isn't going to win the game, Hugh, but Clemson has had a pretty easy run of it of late. They have played some pretty bad teams, and it's not their fault that Florida State's no good. It's not their fault that Louisville's no good, because if you looked at the beginning of the year, they say, hey, Florida State, Louisville, Boston College, which one of those three is going to be the easy one? They would have said Boston College, but as it turns out, it is by far the most difficult.
Yeah, you're talking about 4-1 the conference, John, 7-2 overall. And they're undefeated at home. So that's and I think Clemson goes there, if I'm not mistaken. Clemson mm-hmm. goes
yeah,
to Boston.
It's gonna
so
going to
be a tough one. Yeah, man. It's going to be a little nippy. It's going to be a little nippy up north.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that with the weather's going to be.
I mean, you know, and I know people say, oh, it shouldn't matter. You know, you're a football player. You're right. It shouldn't. But it does. Like, I remember vividly certain teams that we would play, we used to love, as a player, used to love to watch the teams where guys would come out, especially the skilled players. And they're all covered up, you know what I mean? And because they're all worried about the cold, and they're huddled up like a bunch of deer, and they're worried about the cold. That could potentially be a factor.
It says Boston upper 40s, wind chill in the upper 30s.
Yeah, that's a nice little up north, East Coast type weather situation.
Yeah, that's for Saturday. Clemson goes to Boston College. Now, Clemson really can't afford, in my opinion, Hugh. Here's where Clemson gets in a box. Clemson's played great football. I'm not denying that they are one of the 4 best teams in the nation. However, the ACC is the lowest rated conference in the nation this year, okay? They're rated behind every other conference. And the fact that the ACC had such a disappointing year from teams like Miami and Florida State and Louisville, sort of their big name teams, have, you know, fallen off the map here. The fact that, you know, the best teams not named Clemson are Boston College, Syracuse, for example. Those are the best teams. There's nobody else in their conference for them to be a marker against. that that may end up kind of costing them in this regard. If they lose a game to Boston College,
they're out.
I think they may be out.
Yeah, yeah. There's no question about that. They're right now, Clemson is representing the whole ACC as a whole, because you're talking about Florida State, which has been a huge disappointment. Syracuse had looked like they had Clemson on the ropes earlier in the season.
Right.
Clemson, you know, got past them. This is going to be a big test for them. Boston College is second in the rankings behind them in the ACC. So you're talking about a team that you can't potentially lose to them. Again, with the way that they're playing right now, I don't see that happening. Clemson is one of those teams, John, that when we talk about this whole college football playoffs, they've been quietly going about their business, and nobody's really been, you know, discussing them a whole lot. They've just been going out there playing good football.
I think if they get past Boston College, they end up going to the playoff unbeaten. I think this is their big test. And I think what we saw earlier in the year, now granted, you're right. I mean, teams of Trevor Lawrence is a better player than it was earlier in the year. But what you saw when Clemson went to Texas A&M, Texas A&M had them beat. Texas A&M could have won the game. And so, you know, I look at Boston College and think that that's going to be kind of the challenge they get this week too. If Clemson is the number two team in the nation, there comes a show-me moment in any season. Last week, Alabama gave you the show-me moment. Everybody's saying, okay, you hadn't played anybody, show me. They went to LSU and they showed us. Clemson may have that show-me moment this Saturday at Boston College, and that'd be fine if they do, but they're going to have to get past that one. But I'm not going to be sitting here and tell you, I'm not going to be shocked if all of a sudden we're going, uh-oh, what now, BC just beat Clemson. I'm not going to be shocked. I'm not sure how to read this game.
I'll tell you, if that happens, John, then I think Michigan is if they take care of their business, they're a solid lock. And I would not be surprised if Georgia creeps into the conversation once again.
Well, Georgia's
sitting at number five.
Yeah, Georgia's in the conversation in the sense that if they win out, they're in.
No. What I'm saying is if Clemson loses, then Georgia moves up. Georgia's in that.
Georgia moves up. Yeah, no question of that.
And so it's one of those.
If they beat Auburn.
I think they're going to beat Auburn. If we're taking early predictions for the game, I'm taking Georgia over Auburn right now.
All right, so you have Alabama, you have Clemson, and you have Georgia, three top five teams this week that all play teams, you know, that are in their conference. In the case of Georgia,
that they can potentially lose to,
that are all ranked, and in the case of Georgia, you're playing one of your rivals. So I just think that makes it interesting that they're all playing ranked teams, and they're all playing, in the case of Georgia, a rival. So that'll make that it. Now, if you look at the other two teams that are in the top five, Notre Dame plays at home against Florida State. And again, at the beginning of the year, this is one thing I have to be careful about with Notre Dame. You can't fault Notre Dame for their schedule if Florida State stinks.
You got to play who you play.
Yeah, well, you schedule
them. Florida State was ranked at the beginning of the season, weren't they?
Or close to it, yes.
Yeah.
And Florida State Willie Taggart's team has just been decimated here. I don't think anybody thinks that Florida State can go to South Bend and win.
Anything's possible. But if I was a betting man, no, I'm not betting on that.
And, of course, we don't know who's going to be starting a quarterback for Florida State. Blackman played well enough that I think I would start James Blackman over DeAndre Francois.
And not only that, you're talking about it kind of feels like now at Florida State, like even the players aren't really buying into what Coach Taggart is selling a little bit, John.
Yeah, I know. You get that sense.
It's a little bit of that. And to his credit, to his defense, Coach Taggart, this has kind of been his MO the first year that he's been wherever he's been. Mm-hmm. It's been kind of a rough season for him. So you got to give him – I think that you have to give him a chance and an opportunity to kind of turn this thing around. But I know Florida State fans aren't trying to hear that, because coming into this thing for him, they had talent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the biggest thing that killed them last year was the fact that DeAndre Francois got hurt at the beginning of the season. So it's one of those things where I understand you got a new head coach, you got a new philosophy and everything, but Florida State fans aren't buying the fact that, you know, this is a down year. Because you had talent on this team, and you just have to figure out a way to get guys to buy into it. But I don't think wholeheartedly that when it started to go south, I think the players started to question Coach Taggart's methods.
Yeah, well, and of course their offensive line got decimated. But if you're Florida State, you do have a couple things to play for. You are 4-5. You can still get to a bowl, and you have this showdown with Notre Dame. You have a showdown with Florida, so you can kind of make something out of your season still if you kind of bow your neck and get out there and get after it. And if you were able to knock Notre Dame off and knock them from being unbeaten and take them out of the college playoff, because let's understand one thing. Notre Dame loses a game, they're not making it. Notre Dame has to, because they don't have two reasons. One, because they haven't had – wins that have been elevated them to that kind of status. And number two, they don't have those kind of quality wins. It's not their fault. It's just the way their schedule worked. And number two, they don't play a conference title game. And, Hugh, that really hurts Notre Dame in the long run that they don't have that additional point to be able to sell to the – so if they lose, they're out.
Yeah, but they got that worldwide appeal.
Yeah, they still lose, they're out. I'm telling you, the 11-1 Notre Dame team doesn't make it. I just don't see it. You don't have that lack of conference title game just kills you.
You know, I would agree with that, John. But still, I think that they wouldn't fall that far. I definitely don't think they would fall that far. Who? Okay, if Notre Dame had one loss, I mean, who are you putting up in there? What? I don't have the rankings in front of me. I know Michigan would probably
Washington
move up to
State,
the third.
Washington State would move ahead of them.
I don't know if anybody wants to see Washington State.
Yeah, well, whether they want to see them, they still move ahead of them.
I guess.
You know, I mean, they'd have better quality wins, and especially if they beat Washington in the Apple Cup. I mean,
so. Oh, yeah, that's coming up this week too, correct? The Apple Cup this week?
No, next week. You know, coming up later on.
Okay.
You know, so they have Bedlam is this week, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma.
And by the way, that's an interesting game for Oklahoma. There's a team that's sitting on the outside looking in. West Virginia has to play TCU. Keep this in mind about Oklahoma and West Virginia. Oklahoma and West Virginia have to play each other twice, back-to-back. Because they play the last regular season game of the year against each other.
And then they got to play in the
conference title game.
Yeah.
So if one of those two teams beats the other twice, yeah, they're in.
And you know what? You talk back about the Florida State and what they have at the end of the season, potentially making a bowl game. That might be kind of tough for them. Because after this game against Notre Dame, mm-hmm. they got Boston College and Florida.
Oh, two.
So,
yeah, okay.
It might be kind of tough.
Yeah, it might be kind of tough.
It might be kind of tough for Florida to make a bowl game.
Yeah, that may be a little bit difficult. I ain't going to lie. Talking about college football, who should be on upset alert this weekend as we kind of look at the college football playoff thing? We have a poll this morning asking you because, look, here's the fact of the matter. We're going into the fifth year of the college football playoff. Do you know that in the fifth year of the college football playoff, only 9 teams have made the college football playoff? That's it, just 9.
Yeah, and that's why I find it hilarious when the committee says they don't want the same teams. You know, they don't want repeats or rematches. Dude, it's only been a handful of teams that have been in it.
Right.
It's only been a handful of teams. So it's like it's one of those things where you can't help but to have certain rematches.
Well, Alabama's made it every year, all 4. Clemson's made it 3 of the 4 years. Ohio State and Oklahoma have made it 2 of the 4 years. And then there's been 1 appearance each for Georgia, Oregon, Florida State, Washington, and Michigan State. Michigan State wants to forget its appearance.
Oh, yeah, they got boat race, didn't they?
Yeah, it was like 38-0 or something
like
that.
That was
not a pretty thing. Clemson beat the dog.
It would be interesting. Out of the 3 teams that we talked about, John, that have they're playing teams in their conference. Out of the 3 teams that we talked, it was Alabama. Who else? It was Alabama, Clemson,
mm-hmm.
and who else was it? I forgot
the third. About
the 2-3 teams that this weekend that could potentially lose.
Oh, Alabama, Clemson, and Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia.
I mean, they're all playing ranked teams.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about. Yeah, can I forget about Georgia? But out of those 3 teams, if you were taking a bet on who would lose this weekend, out of those 3 that we just mentioned, who do you think has the best chance of losing this weekend?
Oh, man. I don't think Alabama's going to lose, so it's either Georgia or Clemson. I like Georgia at home. I would say Clemson because
I was thinking the same thing.
They're going on the road.
Boston College. You're going up.
It's
going to
be chilly.
Yes.
It's going to be windy. It's going to be winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. That means the running game comes into effect.
And we've seen this Clemson team get off to slow starts before.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen them get off to slow starts. As a matter of fact, they've squeaked out a couple wins. Against A&M and the win against Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
Syracuse had them on the rope. So I would say out of the 3 teams that we were talking about for this weekend.
I'm not saying any of them are going to lose, but if
I had to pick one. I'm saying I know. Yeah, that's the one that I would pick.
Because
just curious about that.
You know, and as much as Auburn fans and you War Eagle fans want to think that you can, and you can. I mean, nobody can impact the college football playoff any more in the nation than Auburn because they play Alabama and Georgia. Here's the thing that I would be concerned about if I'm going up to Georgia. You're going, wait a second. You're going, look at how we played LSU. Look at how Georgia played LSU. Yeah, okay, that was a couple of games ago. I don't know if you noticed this or not, but Georgia against Florida, and then last week they kind of found their footing, and DeAndre Swift is healthy, and Georgia kind of realizes the mistake that they made, sort of like what happened with Georgia last year when they made that huge mistake playing you, and they got worked in the regular season. And how did that fare for you in the SEC title game? I think Georgia's back to kind of okay. We get what we need to do, and the fact that they're at home, yeah.
I agree almost with everything that you're saying, except for one thing, John Freaky. I think that Notre Dame could still potentially get in with one loss. I really, really do.
And maybe just it collapses around them. They do, and then I guess if that's possible. I wouldn't want to take that gamble if I'm Notre Dame.
Well, no, you don't. But I just think that their popularity is huge.
And it depends on who you lose to. If you lose to Florida State, people are going to
go. No, that's going to be bad.
Yeah. Losing to Purdue is not as bad as losing to Florida State. Actually, that's true, sadly. Hey, if you're going to be watching the Falcons game, you need a place to go. The official watch party for the Browns and Falcons, the Public House in Jonesboro. Sunday at noon, prizes, cheerleaders, Freddie the Falcons. Sunday noon, Public House in Jonesboro. When we continue, more in college football. In the notebook, Paul Johnson, what does he say about his showdown with the Miami Hurricanes? Next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.